should have seen yourself then. You looked like you just walked out of a Wheaties box. And me, all sweaty palmed and deadly serious. I told everybody about this dream I had of conquering the new frontier, and they all looked at me like I was nuts. You looked at me and said yes. I remember when you told me Kay was pregnant. We went out and got crocked. And Charles was born. We went out and got crocked again. The two of us, Captain Terrific and the man Doctor, talking about reaching the stars, and the bartender telling us maybe we'd had enough. 16 years. And then Armstrong.
We'll be right back. about to tell. Los Angeles is a very, very crazy place. I came here with my wife. Her family said, come on. We got on a Greyhound bus. We're on our way. We started calling the first day. We left, and no answer. We figured we'd call the second day, no answer. And from then on, no answer. We haven't spoken to them since. You come here and you get stuck. And if you got nowhere to go, no real family to bail you out, which is the life you have. Kind of forced to go to Skid Row. Now, Skid Row is by the bus station. It's where all the shelters are. So you are constantly just worried about what you need to survive there. You're paying taxes for living on certain streets. You have to pay. Basically, drugs run most of Los Angeles itself, but especially Skid Row. Skid Row hurt me in ways I can't ever explain. The problem is you'd be trapped here. People say, I'm in here for money. People say, get a job. Okay, well, if I had somewhere to rest my head, where my stuff was stolen, where I had to worry about my head, I had to worry about people, I might be able to get a job. Then also, I've been sitting in this entire town now, and I'm going to tell this is a good job I have.
Right. You're in survival mode. The other night I met somebody and she is a stolen. Honestly?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that's a very funny thing. Your shoes get stolen a lot while you're here.
Threatening violence or whatever,
right.
If you don't pay the tax.
Still burn your tent down. You know, I've had 13 whole tents stolen. I just got jumped the other day. I've been jumped 13 times, 10 of which I don't know the person, or the person is completely, absolutely insane.